Blog Talk Radio.
Agree with you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. I prayed for you. I prayed for you. I'm going to use your story. I want to be free right now. Open your mouth and begin to tell the Lord. I want to be free right now. Tell the Lord. I'm ready to be delivered right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Open your mouth and tell him, God, I give you every failure. God, I give you every secret in my life. God, I give you every hidden thing. I'm ready. Shake it off of me. Deliver me in my secret that I might be free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll call it prayer. 30 more seconds. 30 more seconds. He's breaking it off of you. He's changing your appetite. He's changing your desire. Somebody clap your hands for these people. Somebody's getting free. We break the cords. We break the cords of wickedness. We break the cords of your bondage. Woman, be free. Woman, be free. Woman, be delivered. Woman, be whole today.
Strength of God.
Hi, good morning to you. This is Bishop Isaac. Once again, we want to welcome you to Blog Talk, and we are live at Labors for Christ Ministry. And so please make some Holy Ghost noise. So we definitely want to welcome you. Today is the wonderful Saturday, June 13th. I'm Apostle Dr. Seanette Horton. She is ready to go. And so we just want to make a quick announcement about the Labors for Christ Ministry Sexual Relational Healing Retreat that will take place November 19th through the 22nd of this year. And you can definitely register for that. It's going to be held at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. That's at 9300 Bryn Mawr Avenue in Rosemont, Illinois. That's 9300 Bryn Mawr Avenue, or Meyer Avenue in Rosemont, Illinois. And the zip code is 60018. If you want more details about that, you can contact us here at 773-779-2900. 773-779-2900. And we can give you more details. Or you can go on website at Laborers for Christ, and it's laborers-for-christ.org. And you'll be able to get the information. So get ready to tune in, turn your radios up, turn your volume up so you can hear the word. Every retreat meeting, you're going to get ready to hear about 30 minutes of some teaching. All of this is not even a glimpse, it's not even a peek about what the retreat is about, but hopefully you'll gain something from that wonderful interaction with the Father. So tune in right now, get your pens and your papers out, and we will bring right now to this radio Dr. Apostle Seanette Horton.
Amen. We are excited about what the Lord is doing. And so the word of the Lord in Psalms 119:71 says, "It was good that we would be afflicted so that we could learn his decrees." And I got excited about that when I read that scripture. And hopefully somebody else has it in another translation. But the word of the Lord encourages us that it is a blessing, it is a privilege, it is one of the greatest learning tools that we'll ever have an opportunity to have to be afflicted, be able to go through some trials or some temptations or some tests. The Bible encourages us not only that it was good that we would have this opportunity to be afflicted, but it is necessary so that we can develop a personal relationship with the decrees of the Lord, with the law of the Lord, with the stature of the Lord, with the word of the Lord. So somebody say, how do I get a relationship with the Lord? How do I get his word in my heart that I won't sin against him? We go through a little something, something. So I just want us to begin to celebrate the afflictions that are in our life or that are forthcoming. Now, I know that that may not be a familiar passage, or not necessarily a familiar passage, but a familiar concept. But as we prepare to minister to people who are going through things, they're coming to this conference overwhelmed by the cares of this world, overwhelmed by their struggles, overwhelmed by their situations and them and their circumstances. And what are we going to tell them? What's our word for them? How can we encourage them? Well, I believe one of the ways that we can encourage them is simply with the word of God. And the word of God in Psalms 119:71 says, "It is good. It is a delightful thing. It is a blessing. It's an honor. It's a privilege. It is an opportunity from heaven that he would trust us to go through something." And I believe if we look at it that way, we'll see it differently. Our heart will be fixed to view it from a different perspective when we look at it from the perspective that it is a blessing to be able to endure. It is a blessing to be able to have some affliction, some time. So I believe that as we prepare to minister to people for this sexual relational healing retreat, as we minister to people, would thou be made whole? As we minister to people who the situation has caused nothing comes, nothing can come upon us, nothing can happen to us that the Lord doesn't allow. And so if he's allowed these different situations and circumstances, there's something that he wants us to get out of it. It's something that that situation, that scenario holds in it that is necessary for our spiritual development. Because the word of God says this good that will have affliction, because what it does is in it, it says we might have the tendency to learn his decrees. And the truth of the matter is you can go through something and not get out of it because God had for you to get out of it. You could go through something and miss the lesson out of it, which means you'll have to see something similar. But this word encourages us, and even if we just begin to remember sometimes we miss something, if we begin to remember, the Bible says, good, it's a need that I have this experience, because there is something greater about who he is that he wants me to get out of this. And so I want that to encourage us. The partner to that in scripture is out of Psalm 37:23-24, simply encourages like this. It says, the Lord makes firm the steps of those who delight in him. Though they stumble, they will not fall, for the Lord upholds them with his hand. So I believe we visited this a few weeks ago, but I believe it bears repeating as we are in this season of preparation for a retreat that's entitled And Endure and Overcome. And we were talking the other day in class, and one of the things that came up was that a righteous man falleth 7 times. And what I tell us that a righteous man has to fall. The scripture indicates that he may fall, he could fall, but the scripture also encourages us that he doesn't have to fall. If we look at this passage of scripture, the word of God says this: the Lord makes firm the steps of those who delight in him. And so we begin to encourage in this love that we have with the Lord, the opportunity and remember that it is a joy, it is a delight, it is an honor to serve God. It's an honor for the sake that he knows us, that we listen to him. And sometimes we just need to be reminded that the fact that we are his and we belong to him. And so the scripture says, look, he will firm, or he will shore up, or he will establish the footsteps of those who delight in him. And so as we are walking on the spiritual journey, the word encourages us that not only will he firm and shore up the footsteps of those that belong to him, but the Bible says they may stumble. Have you ever been walking and you stumble but didn't fall? You caught hold to something but you didn't fall. And sometimes the injury of stumbling is worse than the injury of fall. But you know the thing that I love about this passage of scripture? It says the man will stumble, but they will not fall, for the Lord will uphold them with his hand. So we're in this journey and we may have some stumbling. You know how you're walking and that you're walking level, or you may be walking around, and so it is difficult to keep. And those things are just indicative of the journey that we're on. Since on this journey, in a few things may happen, and we may stop, but he promises us, or he gives the scriptural guarantee, this relationship. That though we stop, the truth of the matter is he will uphold us from falling. It's a matter of us preparing to celebrate the fact that in this walk with him, we do not have to fall. And we look at the whole concept of ministering to people. The truth is to minister to them comfortably. And in this process, you can stand. There is strength to stand. This is what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter the obstacles coming against us. The truth of the matter is we not only can, but there in the stand, we may get weak in standing, but God won't let us fall. And so I find great comfort in knowing that the truth of the matter is on this walk, I get the privilege of standing, okay, but I have the blessed assurance of knowing that if I stumble, he promises that he will uphold me with his hand and he will not let me fall. So I don't know about you all, I don't know about those listening and those that are present, but I am encouraged by knowing that in this love relationship that I have with the Lord, that he trusts me enough to stand, and then in the stand, he knows that life is going to deal some serious blows, and that in that, I may stumble, but the gracious Savior, the sovereign Lord that we serve simply says this, I have you, I'm going to uphold you. And so as we begin to look at this, I want to encourage us to know it doesn't matter how long you've been standing. Anybody say, Lord, how long? Okay, the truth of the matter is, Lord, how long until? Anybody ever had to stand it? And then in school they would make you stand in the corner and then you had to stand on one leg, okay? And different things, or in the stand you had to be squatting, different things like that. And we would wonder, how long is this going to take? Or in this journey that we're on, we wonder, Lord, how long is this going to take? But I want to encourage you to know that the Holy Spirit is the stamina that you need to stand. And so if you get nothing else, get that the Holy Spirit is the stamina that you need to stand. So we just thank you for tuning in with us today, and we're going to take you back to our announcer, and we look forward to talking to you again on June 15th, Monday at 7 p.m. So stay tuned for these announcements, and just know the moment that you ask the Lord how long, the Lord is going to say until, because he is the stamina that you need to stand, endure, and then overcome.
Amen. We are just so excited. I know you were just excited just to hear what came out of the mouthpiece of Dr. Apostle Sean S. Horton. Once again, if you want any more information about the Sexual Relational Healing Retreat, every second Saturday, we are meeting and planning and just moving forward and just getting set. And so you can definitely be a part. We are located at 1750 West 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois. 1750 103rd Street, Chicago, Illinois. We are inside of Bethany's Union, and we are in the social hall. And this is where we meet every second Saturday to get the teaching, to get the strategy on how to move forward. Remember, we want to invite you to the Labors for Christ Ministry Sexual Relational Healing Retreat. That will occur once again, November 19th through the 22nd, 2015. You can pre-register and right now this retreat. The retreat is free. However, if you need accommodation for staying on site, there is a cost that goes along with that. For first-time participants, it is $50 for the whole weekend. If you are a returning participant, it is $50 each night. And remember, that is going to be at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare in the Rosemont, Illinois area. So we look forward to you being a part of this wonderful retreat. If you want more information, feel free to contact us at 773-779-2900. 773-779-2900. If you want more information, you can go on our website at laborers-for-christ.org. That's laborers-for-christ, Illinois. You can just Google Laborers for Christ and it will come right on up. So tune in next time. We'll see you next month. And God bless you all. Enjoy the ministry of the Holy Spirit.